Gush Camp 1, July 8th, Evening Chapel.
Hey guys,
hi.
My name's John.
Hi John.
I'm really excited that you are here this week. I'm the director at Covenant Bay, and I think I see a lot of new faces who have never been at camp before. Who's first time here? Yeah, a lot. It's so good to have everyone here. If you're new or if you're old, well, if you've been here before, nobody's really old here, right?
I am.
Oh, you are? I don't think so. I'm old compared to you. Anyway, so let me tell you a little bit about who I am, okay? So let's play a little game. Who can tell me, who can guess? I would like to see your hand up before you guess. Who can guess how much I weigh? And not in stones.
214 pounds?
Well, it's a pretty good guess, but no, that's not that. What's your guess?
220 pounds.
220. Okay, I'm going to tell you, give you a hint. It's less than the first two guesses. What's your guess?
176.
176. Nope. It's higher than that.
189.
Oh, you're so close. We'll call that good. 190 pounds.
Oh.
You were a really good guesser. So, who can guess how old I am? Let me see some hands. 25? Ooh, good guess. I'm older than 25. And whoever said 70 didn't have their hand up. I don't know. Okay, you with the gray and orange shirt. 27? I'm older than 27. What's your guess?
85.
85? Who told you to say 85? What's your guess? 27?
47.
47? No, I'm younger than 47. I'm older than 27. If you've guessed something, you can put your hands down. So you with the
39.
You're so smart. How did you know? Just cuz? 39. Your mom is 1 year older than me? You should not put that on Facebook. So, do you think if you know how much I weigh, if you know how much I weigh, do you think you know everything there is to know about me?
No.
If you know my age, do you know everything there is to need to know about me?
No.
Well, what other things do you need to know about me?
If you're a Christian.
Oh, my favorite color is orange. I am a Christian. Put your hand up. What else do you want to know about me? Becky.
How many kids do you have?
I've got 3 kids. And I'm going to have more someday, but they'll be grandkids.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is the stuff that's really yummy in front of me.
Kids.
Whatever it might be. I like food. So one of my favorite food is stroganoff. Does anybody else like stroganoff?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
One of my favorite veggies is spinach. One of my favorite party foods is pizza.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we need to know about me? If you put
favorite animal.
What's your child's name?
What's my child's name? Which one?
All of them.
Renee, Jacob, and Elijah. And they're going to be hanging out there. Your name's Jacob? What a coincidence. Okay. Do you have a question?
What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal, probably a dog.
Yes. Yes.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite is a horse or a velociraptor.
Oh, those are good choices. Okay. What is your question? Is it Isaac? What's your question? What's your name again? Nixon? Nixon. What's your question?
What is your favorite place to go?
Camp. No, my favorite, like, holiday place? I really like going to visit my in-laws in Nelson, BC, because there's lots of fun hiking and lots of cool things to do there. But they're moving, so I'm not going to be able to go there and stay for free anymore. I'll have to get a hotel if I go there. All right, one more question by somebody who hasn't asked me a question or guessed an answer. Right there.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, my favorite movie.
Harry Potter.
No, it's not Harry Potter. What's that alien movie?
Oh, E.T.
No, it's a cartoon, and they have...
Terrestrials?
No, and it's got this guy that's trying to...
Are they puppets?
Stars? No. It's like this purple, and he's really silly. And no, and...
Planet 51?
No. What? Flugels? No. Tell you what, I'm going to look it up because it's, none of you are guessing it, and if you are, I wouldn't even know the name anyway. What? Home? Might be home.
With like the purple alien?
Yeah.
Girl, and they're trying to like...
The one scene is like, put your hands up in the air like you just don't care. Yeah, is that the... Home? Home? Okay, it's home. Home. You see, I don't watch many movies, and when I do, I don't... pay attention enough to know the name of them, I guess. So, okay, so here's a few other details that you need to know about me. I really like to play sports. I like music. I really like to hang out outside and go for hikes and do things that are adventurous outside. Okay? Who else likes those things? Oh, so many people. We could be good friends. Okay, and then the other thing that you need to know about me is that I really, really, really love Jesus. Does anybody else love Jesus? Oh, so many of you. That's really cool. So let me tell you a couple things. Here's the point of camp, okay? This is what we do at camp. So we're going to have, you can put your hands down. We're going to have a lot of fun this week. But the point of camp, of this camp, is so that we can grow closer to Jesus. Okay? So you might be starting right here, and your friend might be starting right here, and your other friend might be starting right here. But as long as we're all growing closer to Jesus, that's a good thing. And we're going to have a great week together. Okay? But I've got a couple of things that I'd like to tell you about. Okay? Now, one of those things, do you have a question or something that you're dying to tell me? Okay, this is the very last question. Okay, you ready for this? It's similar to Chase's hair color. Orange. Chase is right there. Look at my finger.
Cody, you're your cabin leader.
Oh! Now he won't forget your name. All right, so, orange. You want to know why my favorite color is orange? Well, Oilers was part of it. But when I was your age, guess what my favorite pop was?
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush. So good.
How could you like the Oilers?
Oilers?
You don't like the Oilers. The Oilers are awesome.
All right.
You don't like the better. Crush.
So, hey, look at me. Look at me for a second. Look at me so I know that you're listening. One of the difficult things about growing closer to Jesus is that sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we miss the mark. If I'm trying to throw darts at that target over there, there's no target over there, but if there was, and I missed, I've missed the mark. Now, sin is defined by missing the mark. Trying to do something, but we just don't hit the mark. We just kind of mess up. Has anybody said anything mean before? Or told a lie, or disobeyed their parents, or did something real nasty to their brother or sister or cousin. Shh, eyes on me. Eyes on me. Look at me for a second, okay? Did you know that all of that's missing the mark? And so sometimes when I'm trying to grow closer to Jesus, I miss the mark. And I sin. That's what sin is. We miss the mark. And when we live as Christians, you know what the cool thing is? God's grace. So even though when I miss the mark, I can say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what he does?
Forgive you.
He forgives me. He says, nope, no sweat. No problem. Let's go. We'll carry on. And even though I miss the mark and I don't hit the target of what I'm trying to do or what I'm trying not to do, and I mess up, he forgives me. And then I can grow closer to Jesus. Even though I miss the mark sometimes, he allows me to continue to grow closer to him. That's pretty cool. When I say something nasty to somebody else and I've missed the mark, they usually don't want me to grow closer to them. In fact, they kind of want me to stay away, don't they? But not Jesus. When I miss the mark, Jesus says, come closer. Come be with me. And we get to be closer and grow closer to him, even though we've missed the mark. And that's what it means to be a Christian. Someone who decides that even though I've missed the mark, they say, I would like to follow you, Jesus. Now, do we physically follow Jesus? Well, no. But we follow his example and his instructions. And we do our best. And even though we miss the mark, we follow his instructions. Okay? So my hope, I have two hopes for you. And then I'm going to ask you some questions. My hope is that you will play and that you will play and that you will play so much that you will forget what day of the week it is. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
All the time?
Every single summer.
I would like you to play so hard this week with your cabin leaders that your cabin leaders forget what day it is. Ask your cabin leader what day it is. Okay. Now, if you've done your job, look at me. Eyes up here. If you've done your job and you've played as hard as you can, guess what? Your cabin leader's going to forget the day of the week it is, I bet. Because they're going to be having so much fun with you. Okay. And then the other thing, this is my other hope for you, is that you will have some really, really good talks with your cabin leader and your friends. Who likes having really good talks with their friends and cabin leaders? My hope is that you're going to have such good talks with your cabin leaders that you will grow closer to Jesus because of it. They're probably going to tell you this week how they became a Christian. And they're probably going to tell you about some of the things that they, how they've missed the mark even sometimes. And they're probably going to tell you some things this week that, you know, are really challenging and really exciting about following Jesus. Okay? And I think you guys are going to have some great talks. And you can tell them a little bit about your story too. Okay? So this week, we are all going to grow closer to who?
Jesus.
You guys are smart. And we're going to do that two ways. We're going to do one thing called
play.
And we're going to do another thing called
talk.
We're going to talk. And sometimes praying is just talking with God. But we're going to be having good conversations. Maybe with God, maybe with our families, maybe with our friends. Okay? Pardon me?
Like this one?
Like this one. But we're going to maybe have some conversation with an individual sometimes too. So let me tell you a story. Our theme this year is...
Go.
Oh, you guys knew already. How do you know that? So, it's right behind me. It's easy. So, what do you think of when you hear the words, go?
To run.
Run or play?
When you're in a swimming race and they say, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, go!
And then you go, and you dive into the pool. Are you in swimming lessons or swim team?
Swimming lessons.
Oh, fun. Okay. What do you think of when you hear go? Oh, yeah, like, go. It's time for us to go. Whose mom or dad says, hey, get your stuff together. It's time to go to camp.
Or school.
Or school. Or
camping.
Baseball.
Would life be pretty boring if we didn't go anywhere?
Yeah.
It would be really boring. Let me tell you a story of a time that I heard. Somebody say,
go.
I was about grade 7. Who's in grade 6? Going into grade 6. Well, a few of you, so not too much older than you. And I was going into grade 6, and I heard the race starting person say, on your marks, get set, go. And it was a cross-country meet near Wetaskiwin. Has anybody ever run cross-country?
My mom has.
Cross-country is a hard race because you got to run a long ways, don't you? And I was running, and I was doing pretty good. I got off to a good start, and I was in the lead. And so I'm running, and pretty soon we get up to this uphill part, and I'm running still, and I'm slowing down a little bit. But I get to the top of the hill, and I'm like, I'm getting out of breath, but I'm still in the lead. I'm still doing pretty good. And then we get to this long section across this ridge, and it's flat up on top of the ridge. And I'm doing good, but I'm slowing down just a little bit. And the guy in second place catches up to me, and we're just kind of together. And then we come down, turn a corner, and we start coming down the ridge. And guess what? He passes me. So I start running, and I'm running right on his heels. I'm right close to him. Well, it's not long, and the third place person is now right on my heels. And this third place person, we get to this one spot in the race, and it's just this huge puddle. And I just run in, and he runs in, and we run right through the puddle, and we're just muddy. And he comes out ahead of me. I'm in third place now. Well, that's not so bad. But I'm getting tired and more tired. And who's ever been running and they're just getting tired and more tired and get slower and slower? That was me. And pretty soon, I see the first place player or first place racer, runner, way ahead. And I'm in third place. And I see the second place runner, he's getting further and further ahead of me. And I'm in third place still. Doing pretty good. Third place, pretty good, isn't it? Well, we come around the corner, and this race was 2,000 meters, pardon me. It's 2 kilometers. And we come around the corner, and I can see the finish line. And I see that the first place player runner and the second place runner have both finished. And I'm just running, and I'm running, and I'm running, and I cross the line in third place. And you know what the craziest part about finishing third was? It was also last place in that race. Isn't that silly? I got a third place medallion and I was still last place because there wasn't very many people running. Has that ever happened to you? I got second, but there was only 2 of us. So it kind of feels like a loss. It's happened to me before. You know why I got third place?
Because you started out fast.
Maybe part of it.
Because you started slowing down.
I started slowing down. That was a big part of it. But you know the biggest part of it? I never trained. I didn't do any running before that race to get my lungs and my legs used to running long distances. I just thought, I couldn't do it. I'm a pretty good athlete. Third place is pretty good. Last place doesn't feel very good. But that happens, doesn't it? We're going to learn about a man named Eric Little. Does anybody here have heard the name Eric Little? A little bit, maybe? Eric Little was an Olympian, and he was a sprinter, and he was a fantastic runner. His nickname was the Flying Scotsman. Okay? So we're going to learn a little bit about Eric Little. Now, Eric Little, beyond being an Olympic athlete, I've got a Bible here that I'm going to grab. Beyond being an Olympic athlete, you know what else he was? He was a missionary. And we're going to learn some of his stories this week. And they are good stories. But here's what I want you to listen. If you can look up, and you can have your cabin leaders help you, 1 Corinthians, it's in the New Testament, okay? So if you look at your Bibles, okay, it's going to be close to the end, but not all the way to the end, okay? I'd give you the page number, but it's going to be different in your Bible compared to mine. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. And if you don't have a Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. If you don't have a Bible, we'd like to give you a Bible. So you just talk to your cabin leader, and we'll make sure you have one. Okay? Chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians. Help your campers out if they need help. Romans is going to be, the book of Romans is going to be right before that. And you'll find Corinthians, it's written right, usually in the top corner of the page. And then you'll see big numbers, and those big numbers mean it's the chapter. And then beside some of the sentence, beginning of some of the sentences, is a little number, and that's the verse. Okay. I'm going to read this. Do you need help still? Becky will help you. Boy, oh boy, you guys are pretty smart. You're able to find this stuff. Okay. Let me read this for you, okay? It says this. Now, this is a person who, by the name of Paul, who wrote this to the church in Corinthia. So he's writing to a lot of people there. And he says this. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it, we Christians, we run the spiritual race, okay, that's what my words, but we do it for an eternal prize. Where's an eternal prize?
Eternal life.
In heaven. In heaven, yeah. So I run, Paul says, I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So, you guys can look at that verse again tonight before bed, maybe, and see if your cabin leaders can answer any questions about it or something. Okay? But we are going to learn to run this race to win the prize. Okay? And we're going to learn about that prize this week. All right? So let's pray, and we will go to our next thing. All right? Dear Jesus, we love you very, very much. And it's exciting to be here so we can play with our friends and our cabin leaders, and we can chat and have good conversations, good talks with our cabin leaders and our friends. God, I ask that you will help us to grow closer to you this week at camp and help us to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen.